The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The president's going to say, my advisors told me I won.
No, but none of his advisors told him that he won. Not one of his advisors told him he won.
Don, you've got to go not to the court of public opinion, but to the court of law.
The Democrats are the party of chaos, anarchy, violence, and intolerance.
What planet does the White House staff live on? Because they're describing a world that doesn't exist for average Americans.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
Last night, here in the upstate of South Carolina, we had an event with hundreds of people that the radio station presented. And one of the issues that came up at this town hall forum was whether or not the Democrats are just misguided and delusional and wrong on policy, or are many of them evil? Is there an evilness to the silence of an American president over an assassination plot against a Supreme Court justice? To this day, Joe Biden has failed to say anything at all about the man who has now formally been indicted for the assassination plot against Justice Brett Kavanaugh. You don't need me to tell you what Biden would be doing if that assassination plot had been carried out against a liberal justice. You don't need me to tell you what the media would be doing if some lunatic, evil monster tried to assassinate a liberal justice on the court. But this week, Nicholas John Roski from Simi Valley, California, who is in federal custody, is facing life in prison. He was indicted and formally charged with the attempted assassination, with the assassination, rather, of Brett Kavanaugh. He planned to kill him. He told an FBI agent that he wanted to give his life a purpose. He wanted to kill Justice Kavanaugh because he thought he would rule in favor of gun rights after the mass shooting in Uvalde. He was also targeting Justice Kavanaugh because he was angry that the court was about to overturn abortion rights, which incidentally is a lie, a big lie. If Roe v. Wade is overturned, abortion rights are not going to be overturned. Abortion will still be legal in America. It will simply be decided by the states, and inevitably blue states will be pro-abortion, red states will be pro-life. Maybe some red states will be pro-abortion. I don't know, maybe there'll be an outlier and a blue state that will be pro-life. But it's not a federal decision. And the court is probably going to strike that down. But as we know, the homes of some of the Supreme Court justices' conservative jurists have been targeted for protests led by the Democrats, who don't seem to condemn it. Oh, the irony of the January 6th Select Committee, where right now Liz Cheney is leading her merry band of witch hunters in trying to make the case that Donald Trump and the Republicans and the conservative media incited violence on January 6th. Well, who incited Nicholas John Roski? You want me to play the list of Democrat officials? Even Joe Biden? You want me to point out that the harsh, vile rhetoric directed to the Supreme Court over this issue could very well have incited an assassination against a Supreme Justice, and yet Joe Biden is utterly silent about it. His silence isn't politics. I'd submit to you that that's evil. I would submit to you that that's an example of evil. There is something fundamentally, horrifically wrong with his silence. Dennis Prager last night has a theory about Joe Biden. It's not that Joe Biden is infirm or inept or old or just a... He's a bad man. He's a bad guy. And speaking of the category of bad, the Speaker of the House yesterday was asked about the Democrats' lack of condemnation when it comes to the pro-life churches and pregnancy crisis centers that have been attacked. You're not going to believe her answer. We have it, guys? Do we pull that clip? Because I've got the story. I want you to hear it. I want you to hear what the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, said when asked why you haven't condemned the firebombings of pro-life pregnancy centers. Her answer will bring you to your knees. Wait till you hear how she replied. I've got that answer for you coming up. But in the meantime, as we kick things off, it's a Friday, June the 17th. First of all, let me thank you from the bottom of my heart for all the love you gave Mike Lindell and MyPillow yesterday with purchasing MyPillow products after the news broke that Walmart has canceled MyPillow. It's going to be a tough, tough blow for the MyPillow family. Walmart is woke, like Disney, like Amex, like Major League Baseball, like all of these corporations. Job Creators Network is fighting back. They got a big billboard, a new billboard on Times Square, go woke and go broke. They're fighting back against these woke, politically correct, cowardly corporations. But I said to you, if you go to MyPillow.com and click on the Mike Gallagher Radio Specials box and click the promo and enter the promo code Mike G, and you'll save a bunch of money on the slippers and the bathrobes and the doggy beds and the pillows. You're going to be supporting MyPillow at a time when they really need it. A lot of people I met last night here in South Carolina told me they did just that yesterday. I saw the sales numbers, tens and tens of thousands of dollars of orders. Let's keep it going, please. Go to MyPillow.com. Let's show Mike Lindell and MyPillow how much we support them and love them, and we don't give a rat's rear end what Walmart does. Shame on Walmart for caving. Shame on the politically correct crowd being afraid of the woke Twitter mob. So support MyPillow. Be a great time. And here's a great Father's Day gift. I know Father's Day is this weekend. You won't get the slippers in time. Dad's going to love these slippers. Dad's going to love the bathrobe. Dad's going to love the loungewear. Here's what you do. Order the slippers or one of the great MyPillow products for Dad for Father's Day, and then print it out on your printer. Print out the sheet from your confirmation form, put that in a box, give it to Dad for Father's Day, and then he'll get the slippers very shortly. So thank you for supporting MyPillow at a time when they need it after Walmart canceled them. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034. 800-928-6034. Like we love to sing. Hit it for me, Eric, because we love to sing that song.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G. In the meantime, I got to go back to a fundamental question. Are they evil or are they just misguided? Is Joe Biden a bad person or is he just a misguided Democrat? Is Nancy Pelosi, in failing to condemn, refusing to condemn the firebombings of pro-life centers, is she evil? Or does she just have a different political point of view from you or me? Let's try to tackle that for a few minutes. As we kick things off, here's my number, 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Press 1 to come on air with me. Press 2 to leave a voicemail. Or text us your comments on the MyPillow text line, which is also 800-655-MIKE. But however you get here, get here.
Sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Just go to MikeGPodcasts.com. Plus, exclusive interviews and so much more. It's all at MikeGPodcasts.com.
Mike Lindell has a passion to help everyone get the best night's sleep of our lives. He created the Giza Dream bed sheets. Trust me, they look and feel great, which means an even better night's sleep for me. He found the world's best cotton in an area called Giza. Well, his incredible deal is the sale of the year. For Team Gallagher, for a limited time, you're going to get 60% off these Giza Dream sheets that come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. You'll receive a set for as low as $39.99, and for a limited time with any purchase, you'll get Mike's softcover book free when you use the promo code MikeG. It's an inspirational story of Mike's life. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Mike Gallagher Listener's Square, and use the promo code MikeG. Along with this offer, you'll get the deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the pillow that started it all. $69.98 ordinarily, just $19.98 with promo code MikeG. MyPillow.com, promo code MikeG, like we love to sing.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code MikeG.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
I don't think there's enough humor on late night television to offset $104 for gasoline. People are just in a state of shock. And then you go and you try to buy groceries. They're going up, I think, faster than gasoline right now. You're about to have electricity brownouts around the country because we failed to invest in a reliable electric system while asking people to buy electric cars. And I think the Biden people, including the president, don't have a clue about reality.
In the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I'm in such a good mood. I was a little down yesterday with this terrible news of Walmart canceling MyPillow. But then, you know, I knew you'd come through, and you continue to come through. I'm still getting great updates on people who are supporting MyPillow. And then I was with hundreds of people last night. You know, it's a funny story about being here in the upstate of South Carolina with my pal Joey Hudson and his wife Peg, and we're broadcasting from the luxurious Hudson compound, the guest quarters. I had fun last night making fun of Joey with the tiny little bar of soap that he left me upstairs in the bathroom and the tiny little roll of toilet paper. It's the smallest roll of toilet paper I've ever seen in the history of toilet paper. I don't know how he does it. Joey is so, the nice way to put it is frugal. The more direct way is to point out that he has the first dollar he ever made. He gets so mad at me for, and he's my business manager. So when all the money that I spend goes out the window, he just shakes his head. He gave up trying to talk me out of my stupid, extravagant spending habits. I just like to spend, you know. Thank goodness I've got a decent job that gives me a good living, and I can afford some things that I probably shouldn't be spending money on. And I try very hard to be as charitable and as giving as I can, but God has been good to me and God has blessed me. And so Joey tries to remind me constantly that I should be more frugal. So that's why you should see the little bar of soap. It's like you hold the soap between your index finger and your thumb. That's your body soap upstairs in the bathroom here at the Hudson Farms. So to wash your left shoulder, that's the end of the bar. You need like six bars of soap to cover your body. Last night, Joey, who's the morning host here at 94.5 The Answer in the upstate, was the MC. He moderated this great event that standing room only. They were hanging from the rafters. People had to stand in the back. They didn't have enough chairs. There was a line wrapped around. In fact, if you're watching us now on the Salem News Channel, we're posting pictures of last night's event with Dennis Prager and Mike Gallagher. And you can see a lot of crowd pictures. It was and Greer, South Carolina. When I was living here, it was just Greer. It wasn't Greer, it was Greer. Greer has grown up. The downtown Greer area has been developed into one of the most pristine, one of the coolest communities. Restaurants, shops. What was the name of the place we went to dinner?
Select
for dinner. Where we ran into the lieutenant governor of South Carolina who came to the event last night. And I want you to meet her. She's impressive. And I want you to meet Pamela Evett, who is the lieutenant governor of the Palmetto State. She was there last night coming to the event. She's from Traveler's Rest. And is she impressive? Keep an eye on her because she just might be the governor of South Carolina one day. Anyway, Joey being Joey throws me a curveball. Now, you know that I like to act, and I do some shows and musicals and everything. And Dennis and I are waiting backstage to be brought up at this historic Greer Depot, which was a beautiful venue. Dennis, of course, was on fire last night. We had so much fun. He, of course, he's funny and fun, and the two of us interacting with each other. Joey's the moderator. He had his hands full with two big mouths like Gallagher and Prager. Joey, we get up there on stage after they bring us all out, after somebody sang God Bless America. They had the color guard. They had the Greenville sheriff's deputies there and the police department. I met a lot of cops last night, law enforcement. Do you know Joey says to me, okay, now let's stand again. Hey, Gallagher, sing the national anthem. Now, you understand, I'm not trying to be a diva, but I would have liked to have warmed up vocally. I mean, that's a hard song to sing. So with no notice, Joey Hudson throws me under the bus and makes me sing the Star-Spangled Banner in front of these hundreds of people who came to the event last night at the historic Greer Depot in here in South Carolina. So the team has a video of it. They keep wanting to play it. I keep saying, no, 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 it's embarrassing. I don't want to play it. I probably sound like crap. I don't know what this is going to sound like, but they've talked me into it because, hey, we're going through a tough time right now in America. We got a lot of bad forces swirling around us. We got spiritual warfare happening in this country. So I have been talked into letting you hear and see, if you're watching on the Salem News Channel, my rendition. Now, forgive me in advance. I'm going to apologize if this sounds crappy. He gave me no notice. I did not warm up. Thank goodness I remembered the words. Thank goodness I remembered to hit the notes, because I was nervous as heck with about 5 seconds notice. But here's my rendition of our national anthem last night at the 94.5 The Answer Patriots for America event with Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, and my treacherous friend, Joey Hudson.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the
Wow. All right. So I didn't, you know, a little pitchy, started probably too high a key. I mean, you have no idea. There's no key to start. There's no note. And there was Joey Hudson just grinning like the Cheshire Cat that he is, throwing me that curveball and having me sing the Star-Spangled Banner. But nothing wrong with getting a little national anthem on the radio. Some of our stations play the national anthem every single day at 12 noon. I know that's a Barb Yoder dictate out of Salem, Tampa, on our great station in Tampa, 860 AM, The Answer. Anyway, 19 minutes before the hour. Here's the new version with the question, in case you think I'm making this up. Because if I told you that Nancy Pelosi ripped up the speech, the State of the Union address, right in front of Donald Trump, you wouldn't have believed it. You'd say that's right out of an episode of Veep. She's not that maniacal. She's not that nefarious. She did it, remember? Will you ever forget the image of Nancy Pelosi ripping up the text of President Trump's State of the Union? Ripping it up seconds after he completed the speech. Has there ever been a more despicable act by a public servant in the history of America? Yesterday, she was asked, why aren't Democrats condemning the firebombings the violent attacks on godly pro-life pregnancy centers and churches all around America. We've made sure in context you can hear the question and the evil answer.
Speaker, actually, as far as the abortion case is concerned, there has been a number of attacks on churches, on crisis pregnancy centers. Republicans are going after Democrats for not saying anything, and they're saying that your rhetoric is contributing to these attacks on these crisis pregnancy centers.
Well, let me just say this. A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her responsibility. It's up to her doctor, her family, her husband, her significant other, and her God. This talk of politicizing all of this, I think, is something uniquely American and not right.
Can you believe that? Can you believe that's the answer to the question? A woman has a right to choose. Hey, Madam Speaker. What do you think about churches being firebombed? A woman has a right to choose. It's like Tourette syndrome. These lunatics on the left have this talking point, these talking points ingrained in their mind. They just regurgitate idiocy. Nancy Pelosi, I mean, she's been around a long time. She's no spring chick. She knows how to answer a question posed to her by a reporter. How hard is that? Listen, we condemn the violence of January 6th. I don't know many people who are hesitant to do so. And if you are, I remind you, you shouldn't. You shouldn't look the other way or minimize it or pretend that there wasn't violence on January 6th. We get it. The people who did it are being prosecuted. The people who did it are being incarcerated. The people who did it are, many of them, languishing in solitary confinement. We get it. Now do the firebombings of pregnancy centers. And they can't do it. Now do the attempted assassination of a United States Supreme Court justice. They can't do it. They can't do it. They can't bring themselves to do it. Maybe Dennis Prager's right. And I've heard the great Sebastian Gorka say similar things. These people aren't just politically in the wilderness. They're bad people. They're evil. And if you're unable to condemn the attempted assassination, and Dennis said it last night, it's because they wanted it. If a conservative got murdered, Biden could put a liberal justice on the court, on the bench. And, you know, he said that, and it made my blood run cold. Because I don't want to admit that. I don't want to say that. But I think it must be said. 800-655-MIKE, 800-655-6453. Incidentally, speaking of Dr. G, Seb Gorka, he gave me a pretty good endorsement for my version of the national anthem. He said, not bad, not bad. He said, I'd give it about a 9. I said, I'd give it a 6. I was a little pitchy, but I had no notice. You can't just make somebody sing the Star Spangled Banner with zero notice. I have to go through all my vocal exercises. I have to wrap my neck in warm compresses and inhale my, you know, my steam. You can't just sing. 800-655-MIKE. Tell me what you make. Hey, if you're a Democrat, if you think things are going swimmingly under Biden, if you pull the lever for Grandpa Joe, if you love Nancy Pelosi, you go and tell me what you think of her answer to the question, why aren't Democrats condemning the violence against pro-life buildings and ostensibly, arguably people. I hope you join us. We have an open phone line waiting just for you on a Friday, June 17th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show. I'm glad you're here. 800-655-MIKE. 1 to come on air, 2 to leave a voicemail, or just text us your comments on the MyPillow text line, 800-655-MIKE. And thank you for continuing to support the one and only Mike Lindell. and MyPillow, promo code Mike G.
Prefer snail mail to email and want to send something to Mike?
Our mailing address is The Mike Gallagher Show, P.O. Box 25358, Tampa, Florida 33630.
That's P.O. Box 25358, Tampa, Florida 33630.
Swimming in a circle, I feel I'm going down. There has to be a force to play.
If you're with Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, you're paying too much for your wireless service. Because Pure Talk gives you the exact same 5G coverage as one of those big carriers, on the exact same network, but saves the average family over $800 a year. And Pure Talk doesn't lock you into an overpriced, unlimited data contract. Why pay for data you don't need? Instead, get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. And switching is so easy. You can keep your phone and keep your number. Or get huge discounts on the latest iPhones and Androids. So what are you waiting for? Start saving today. Go to puretalk.com, type in your address to find the coverage at your home, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com, promo code HALFOFF. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
The president's going to say, my advisors told me I won.
No, but none of his advisors told him that he won. Not one of his advisors told him he won.
Don, you've got to go not to the court of public opinion, but to the court of law.
The Democrats are the party of chaos, anarchy, violence, and intolerance.
What planet does the White House staff live on? Because they're describing a world that doesn't exist for average Americans.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
The Democrats are describing a world that doesn't exist. What planet are they living on? It's a good question. What a stellar week it's been for the Democrats and the prominent leaders of the party, starting with the President of the United States. Joe Biden has had a lot of loss in his life, and all of us can sympathize, can empathize. Some of us can relate. Any of us who've lost a loved one, we know what that pain is like. He lost his wife and daughter in a car accident. He lost his son to brain cancer, something that he brings up a lot. And he deserves sympathy and empathy and compassion for that. One would think, considering the tragedies that he's endured, he'd have a little compassion for other people who've lost their lives. But he's incapable of communicating. Yesterday, he attended a ceremony signing the Ocean Shipping Reform Act into law. And the head of retailer Joanne Stores was in attendance. You know, the Joanne Stores all over the country. And the company's chief financial officer died unexpectedly. And don't even get me started on people who died unexpectedly. I know every time I bring that up, people are convinced it's the vaccines. I don't want to contribute to that, but don't worry. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. I acknowledge you. I hear you. I recognize you. I don't know if there's any connection. How do I know? Had a big philosophical discussion with a bunch of friends of mine last night, my pal Dennis Prager and I talking about the vaccine. Yesterday, a caller called Dennis Prager's show, and the guy said, oh, your buddies Gallagher and Hannity and others, they got the vaccine. And Dennis said, so what? You can get a vaccine. Gallagher doesn't advocate mandating a vaccine, and I don't. Dennis is right. It's one thing to make a decision that about your body. You make a choice based on what you and your doctor want you to do. And I follow the advice of my doctor. For what it's worth, my doctor does not believe I should get another booster. For what it's worth. Your doctor and you make whatever decision you want to make. But we were talking about the state of affairs and Dennis talking about Joe Biden's inability to be a decent person. I don't know if that's what this is all about or not, but listen to what he said to the CEO of Joanne Stores, who, again, her husband passed away. This is how the consoler-in-chief, that's what they like to call him, the consoler-in-chief, check out how he consoled her.
And by the way, my sympathies to the family of your CFO, who dropped dead very unexpectedly, and my best to their family. It's tough stuff.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. When you're saying you're sorry that your husband died, you might not want to say he dropped dead to the grieving widow. That's our president. Yep. Now, it goes from that gaffe. I think it's a gaffe. I mean, you need me to tell you not to tell somebody, sorry, your husband dropped dead? Play that one more time, Yuri, just in case people missed it, to recognize the mood we're all in and the apprehension we have over this befuddled, infirm, out of touch, addled president. One more time.
And by the way, my sympathies to the family of your CFO, who dropped dead very unexpectedly. And my best to their family. It's tough stuff.
Yeah, that's tough stuff, all right. What's tough is you describing the unfortunate, untimely, unexpected passing of the husband of the CEO of Joann's as having dropped dead. Now, it gets worse. Nancy Pelosi, with a disastrous press conference yesterday over some real important fundamental issues like life or death, issues about the evil of this explosion of violence that's being committed against pro-life pregnancy centers and pro-life churches. First, on the issue of abortion, I want you to hear how the Speaker of the House responded to a question about the inevitable conflict between being a Catholic and being pro-abortion.
I'm a very Catholic person, and I believe in every woman's right to make her own decisions.
I mean, are you kidding? That's your answer to the question, why in the world? How does a Catholic like you take such a staunch pro-choice position? But I got a better one for you. If that isn't bad enough, you're a very Catholic? What does that mean? Is that like you're a little bit pregnant? You're sort of, what did she think? The people thought she might be sort of Catholic? No, she's very Catholic. I am very Methodist. I proudly proclaim I'm a very Methodist person. These people are so embarrassing. It's so bad. And then it gets pretty evil. Now we get into the territory of not right or wrong, but good versus evil. It is a fact that pro-life buildings are being targeted by these radical leftist groups. I don't even like to say their name because they make my blood run cold. But listen to what Pelosi said when asked about the Democrats' silence over violence against Brett Kavanaugh. We still haven't heard any condemnation or even a reference from Biden over the assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh's life. They charged that guy with attempted murder. He was formally indicted this week. This was not they are convinced had he gotten through, he would have killed Brett Kavanaugh and maybe his family. Surely they're going to condemn that, right? Have you heard any Democrats condemning that? What do you think they'd be saying if a liberal justice's life was threatened this way? What do you think they'd be saying if there was an assassination attempt on the life of a Supreme Court justice who swings to the left rather than the right? Now, listen to Pelosi's response to the logical question, how come you're not condemning these firebomb attacks on pro-life pregnancy centers? How come you're not condemning the assassination attempt on Justice Kavanaugh's life? Listen to this response.
Madam Speaker, actually, as far as the abortion case is concerned, there has been a number of attacks on churches, on crisis pregnancy centers. Republicans are going after Democrats for not saying anything, and they're saying that your rhetoric is contributing to these attacks on these crisis pregnancy centers.
Well, let me just say this. A woman has a right to choose, to live up to her responsibility. It's up to her doctor, her family, her husband, her significant other, and her God. This talk of politicizing all of this, I think, is something uniquely American and not right.
Uniquely American and not right. You know what's not right? Is you were asked a question, why don't you condemn violence, and you say a woman has a right to choose. Is that condoning violence? I'm serious, and I'm directing this to Pelosi fans in the audience. Heaven help us if we have any. You like the work she's done? You happy with your Speaker of the House? I'm asking you. If she is asked, why don't you condone or condemn the violence against pro-life pregnancy centers? And her answer is, a woman has a right to choose. Isn't she endorsing the violence? I know the January 6th Select Committee is trying to make the case that Trump incited the rioters. Are the Democrats inciting the radical activists on the left who want to do harm to Supreme Court justices who happen to be conservative or who want to hurt and kill and maim and destroy the property of pro-life pregnancy centers or churches? Give me your answer. 1-800-655-MIKE. It's Friday. We had a wonderful night last night in the Upstate. I'll give you a wrap-up of it and also tell you how you can see the whole event that was recorded on video. They live-streamed the whole thing with Prager and Gallagher and local host here, Joey Hudson. I'll give you those details in just a moment. We're in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Let me get your reaction to what you heard coming out of the mouths of Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. I hope you join us.
Be sure to get the Mike Gallagher Show podcast. Just go to MikeGPodcasts.com. Plus, exclusive interviews and so much more. It's all at MikeGPodcasts.com. And all at once, you're ready to hang it up. Those things didn't turn out the way you planned. Oh, all your friends, they calling you a fool, 'cause you don't know.
The problem is within our own party. When we take over the House and the Senate in November, we should not be civil and not go down to their level, so to speak. I think we should go full speed ahead and go after Schiff and Biden and even Obama, who's been complicit. And we should get them until they are broke. Even if we lose the cases, make them spend all their money with the lawyer. I believe in retribution. Yes, sir. I believe that they're burning down clinics, and we don't do a damn thing about it. So either we got to get some courage, or we might as well just quit.
Well, I mean, short of doing a damn thing about it, as he put it, how about at least condemning it? This pro-abortion radical group, Jane's Revenge, you've heard about Jane's Revenge, right? They've been claiming responsibility for arson attacks and vandalism around the country since the leak of this draft opinion that would overturn Roe v. Wade? They published a new letter the other day declaring open season on pro-life pregnancy crisis centers. These are pro-life locations that are being firebombed. Is it a stretch? Is it a heavy lift for one of the most prominent Democrats in America, the Speaker of the House of Representatives, to condemn it? If she doesn't condemn it, if she refuses to, and so far she is, isn't she condoning it? Isn't she supporting it? Isn't she potentially inciting it? David in Tripp, South Dakota, wants to defend Nancy Pelosi. David, thank you very much for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
I'm great. Go ahead and tell me why Nancy Pelosi is worth defending on this subject.
Nancy Pelosi, as the Speaker of the House, is putting out a generic statement. Now, when she says she's a real Catholic, the Catholic Church takes a real strong stance on violence, destruction, abortion. We're based on Scripture, as all faiths, I believe, are. But she doesn't say, go and burn down buildings, go and attack. She just is not saying anything because she doesn't support it. But when you're being watched by the church, because I believe she has lost the right to take communion. She's not.
But with all due respect, you've sort of merged the two topics. On the issue of abortion, she is asked, how do you reconcile your Catholic Church, your Catholicism, with being pro-abortion? And her answer was, I'm very Catholic. Then on the subject of the burning of pro-life pregnancy centers, she was asked, why don't Democrats condone it? And she said a woman has a right to choose. Those are two different things and two different specific answers.
They are two specific things. I think she's just putting violence together. We don't condone violence.
Why doesn't she say that? Why can't she say that? We don't condone the burning down of pregnancy centers.
Well, I believe it's probably when you're pro-choice versus pro-life, she's got to support the party. But
I'm baffled, and I think God intervened, because I'm sorry, David, your cell phone cut out, because even God had enough. Thank you. One open line, 800-655-MIKE. Wow!
People say, Mike, they just can't smile without this segment. They just can't function.
People last night in Greenville were telling me about the Mark and Mike segment.
I can't wait to hear it. The reason for this is not just to be cute, but it is not just Paul McCartney's birthday tomorrow, who is 80. Barry Manilow's birthday today, just about the same age as the Beatles. He's 79. So the great Barry Manilow.
You know, my bucket list item is to meet him, because that's the soundtrack of my youth. In fact, when I was in high school choir, I even sang a solo. I forget which one it was. I write the songs. I write the songs that make the whole world sing. That was my solo that kind of thrust me into stardom at the high school.
Bette Midler's manager, and then people said, hey, this guy can sing too. And Mandy, the hit that sent him skyrocketing to fame, he was like in his early 30s by then. So
I've got a connection to him. My pal in New York, a Broadway actor, knows him. And I think I want to meet Barry Manilow someday.
Have you ever seen him?
never.
Oh,
and I'm dying
dude.
To see him in Las Vegas.
And he's
got a residency.
And McCartney is still out there, and Manilow's still out there, and it is. And I saw him in like 1982 or something. But he does some of the commercial jingles that he's responsible for, and that rack of hits that is the soundtrack of our youth. So
let me just say quick. Last night was huge, but before I get to any of that, can I take? It's going to take 4 minutes. But you are right in my wheelhouse when you talked about God is with us no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Every year on 9/11, I play something that years ago our team at Salem, Los Angeles put together for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to play it for you. Do you mind? Because, it's Friday.
Of course.
It's been a tough week. We saw some, again, awful images yesterday out of the Capitol on this witch hunt January 6th select committee hearing. I want to share something with you that I think is going to make you and your listeners' day. We play it every year, and it's just a little production that our team put together, and it perfectly segues into what you said about God being with us even during our toughest, most challenging times.
It's my honor.
Hit it, Eric.
Say you'll never forget where you were when you heard the news on September 11th, 2001. Neither will I. I was on the 110th floor in a smoke-filled room with a man who called his wife to say goodbye. I held his fingers steady as he dialed. I gave him the peace to say, "Honey, I'm not going to make it. But it's okay. I'm ready to go." I was with his wife when he called as she fed breakfast to their children. I held her up as she tried to understand his words. And as she realized he wasn't coming home that night, I was in the stairwell of the 23rd floor when a woman cried out to me for help. "I've been knocking on the door of your heart for 50 years. I said, "Of course, I'll show you the way home. Only believe in me now." I was at the base of the building when the priest ministered to the injured and devastated souls. I took him home to tend his flock in heaven. He heard my voice and answered. I was on all four of those planes, in every seat, with every prayer. I was with the crew as they were overtaken. I was in the very hearts of the believers there, comforting and assuring them that their faith has saved them. I was in Texas, Kansas, London. I was standing next to you when you heard the terrible news. Did you sense me? I want you to know that I saw every face. I knew every name, though not all know me. Some met me for the first time on the 86th floor. Some sought me with their last breath. Some couldn't hear me calling to them through the smoke and flames. "Come to me. This way. Take my hand." Some chose, for the final time, to ignore me. But I was there. I did not place you in the tower that day. You may not know why, but I do. However, if you were there in that explosive moment in time, would you have reached for me? September 11th, 2001 was not the end of the journey for you. But someday your journey will end, and I'll be there for you as well. Seek me now while I may be found. Then, at any moment, you know you're ready to go. I will be in the stairwell of your final moments. Remember, I love you.
So, I just wanted to share that with you, and I know it was a little lengthy, but
No.
I just had to, when your words touched my heart, Mark, and I just wanted
I just have to tell you, I mean, so I get up this morning, and I knew I was going to focus on the ridiculous hatred that being heaped on Paxton for delivering a properly biblical answer to the grief in Uvalde. And if my, you know, stumbling through that made you think, you know what, I'm going to go reach for this thing that we play. Just thank you. Thank you. Because God is there. He's always there. He is in the worst of times. It is not. That's not when he abandons us. That's when we properly turn to him. So
that's when we turn to him. And people who lack faith don't get that. They never really understand why. You know, when I remember going to Columbine, they sent me there to cover the massacre at Columbine in Littleton, Colorado. You know what everybody was doing? Everybody was praying outside that high school. Everybody was on their knees grabbing. That's who we are, Mark. I saw a story this morning about fewer people believe in God than ever before. I think it's 81%. Now, I hate that it's down from 85% 10 years ago, and it's the wrong direction, that's for sure.
Yep.
But I'm also lifted up by 81% our believers. 81% of us believe in him, and we shouldn't lose sight that we are a Judeo-Christian nation. And last night here in South Carolina, where honestly a lot of people in Greenville and the upstate area listen to the Mark and Mike segment, this has become not just, you know, something in the Metroplex, but all over the country, which I love. And people, a lady told me last night, I couldn't believe it. She said, I sit in my car on Pelham Road in Greenville, South Carolina, every morning. Here it's 8:35 to 8:50.
So we may be adversely affecting productivity in the upstate.
We're slowing it down. We're slowing it all down. And she's not getting her job done because she said, my day isn't complete until I hear you two guys. But
we're destroying the workplace in Europe. I mean, where people are like, you know, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon. It's like,
exactly.
Mark and Mike.
I wonder if when we go to, I go to Germany in a week after next.
You
I wonder
will
if
find anybody's people in Oberammer goes, oh, das ist Mike.
I'm going to wear some Lederhosen with Mark Davis emblazoned on the side. By the way, I've got the whole itinerary mapped out. We are set. We're doing the Sound of Music tour. Eat your heart out, Sound of Music
fans.
That's
tremendous.
We're going to go to Salzburg. We're going to go see the castle that Cinderella Castle at Disney is modeled after. It's the Buschlingsschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschlossschloss
the hills are alive. The sound of music.
So we leave June 29th. It's awesome. We're going to see the Passion Play at Oberammergau. It's the first. It's a bucket list thing as well. So I'm taking y'all with me. I'm going to be broadcasting from over there.
What?
Are you ready for that?
This is not time off. You're going to be doing shows from Deutschland?
I don't want to take any vacation days, so I'm going to work.
What is the matter with you? Because I was just I'm trying to find a way to tell you that. Okay, when do you come back?
I want to July the 5th.
I'm gone.
You're gone. You're out.
So I'll talk to you a few days after that.
Yeah, we won't see you till Labor Day.
Well, I'm working my way toward the amount of days that you have. But dude, I mean, okay. I'm thrilled.
So I'm telling Prager last night. Dennis Prager and I are co-hosting this event. You came up incidentally a lot because I was telling him about my love for you in this segment and the plans we have, an expanded platform. We can't mum's the word. We can't say much about it, but cool things happening. And Dennis says, well, tell me about your Germany trip. We're going to do, because he's Mr. World Traveler, Hebrew scholar, and all this stuff.
Right.
And I threw in there, we're going to go to Dachau, because I want to see, you know, Dachau,
absolutely,
the concentration camp.
Absolutely.
He looks at me, he says, well, that ought to be a load of fun.
Yeah, man.
So, coming from him, I mean, he knows that horrible history better than anybody.
So you'll get stuff done, like, during the day because your network show is from 3 to 6 p.m.
Over there?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I'm not broadcasting. Yeah. I'm going to be doing carefully planned segments.
Listen, dude, that's better than nothing. That's fantastic.
Well, yeah, because with Salem News Channel, people can watch. And incidentally, guess what? Are you ready for this?
Yeah, what?
My boss is bringing up a Mark and Mike wrinkle. He says people love Mark and Mike on 660 AM The Answer.
Right.
People would love seeing it on the news channel. How do we figure out a way to stream it, at least through MikeOnline.com, so people can watch us?
Right.
Mm. You got a camera in there, so we may figure that out. Yeah. But the point is, with this platform, I want people to see the Bavarian Alps with
me.
I want them to see the Sound of Music filming location.
I want them to see you in lederhosen up on top of a mountain going, "The hills are alive."
I'm ready. I'm down.
That's fantastic.
So anyhow, that's all coming up. We'll tell you more about that.
Right.
Great night last night. Hundreds of people came out to talk about the and people don't care about the January 6th committee.
Nope.
One couple came up to me and they said, "You know, we get it. It was awful. Pence was in an awful position.
Right.
It was an awful situation. Guess what people care about? $110 to fill up my gas tank."
Little bit. There you go. I had my first $100 tank the other day, and it was life-changing.
You did?
Sure did.
Massive convocate of vehicles you have.
This was a 19-gallon tank. I don't have a Suburban. It was like a 19. But the problem was the gas was $5.15 a gallon. That'll get you to $100 pretty quickly.
Do you know this guy that a grand jury formally indicted this week, the guy who went to Brett Kavanaugh's house?
Mm-hmm.
You know he's not charged with conspiracy. He is charged with literally attempted murder.
As well he should.
The indictment, well, but Biden has yet to say a word about this. How is it possible? Because you know what, Biden would be holding hourly press conferences if a liberal justice's life was threatened this way. How, Mark? Can I just ask you, is this not just evil?
What's wrong with these guys? You have brought us to a place to wrap up the week with a superb point, and you're making it. Levin made it last night, in which he said, you know, everybody's talking about how Trump should have spoken up sooner. Trump should have spoken up sooner on January 6th. Okay, great. But you know what? He did. Where is Biden? Where is Pelosi on this terrorist group, this Jane's Revenge? Have you heard of these dark people? This notion, the way they say, if abortion's not safe, neither are you. Calling on Americans to take up actions that may not be as easily cleaned up as fire and spray paint. Where's the FBI? Where in the world are the people speaking up against that abject terrorism? So,
Did you see Ted Cruz interrogate a high-ranking member of the FBI and ask her about Ray Epps and ask her, were there any FBI agents who were part of the mob? And she wouldn't answer.
And it's funny, as Ted Cruz asks that question, says, was there anybody involved, anybody at the FBI involved in fomenting discord, planting seeds of angst? Did anybody with the FBI commit a crime on January 6th? And if somebody thinks that's a crazy question, the way to bat it aside is to say, Senator, of course not. And she would not do that.
She would not do it. She would, which means, you know, the answer is they were. The answer is there were FBI agents and informants who were part of the crowd, egging on the crowd. I bet you Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger won't cover that.
I believe you
bet
are
that correct. Won't come
but
up.
I know
by the way,
you. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. But
text messages, people, listen to this. This is thanks, Mike. It's hard to see the road right now through the tears.
Oh,
Mike,
I
another
know.
One. Why would you play that? I'm a puddle of tears. Darn you. Thanks for making me cry first thing in
your
the morning.
Your work here is done. Oh, your work
I'm
is
done.
Just getting
Thank
started.
You.
Just getting
you bet,
started.
You bet.
Hey,
10:05,
have a wonderful weekend. So South
see
Carolina
you
Day. Where are you next week?
Back to Tampa. I may never go back to New York. Well, New York's in the rearview mirror.
Well,
no, I don't know.
Okay.
Don't know.
Well, listen. Are you in? You guys win a Stanley Cup while you're there. But you go back.
No,
it's
everybody's
the
excited about the Lightning.
The Lightning
oh,
in Colorado.
Gosh.
So I don't care anymore. The Stars aren't in it. So go
I
Lightning.
I got my buddy Rex Robertson. You know who flew from Dallas to come to Greenville last night for the event.
Yeah.
Dear friend of the show and a buddy of mine. He's going to come to St. Pete next week for dinner.
Excellent.
He travels all over the country. He's a big business guy in Dallas. He said, just don't go anywhere Wednesday for dinner where the Lightning fans are going to be hanging out because they'll never get a seat.
That's right. That is
we'll
awesome.
Never get a table. Have a great weekend,
have a great
my
weekend.
Friend.
That is Mike Gallagher, and he's here at 10 on 660 AM The Answer.
three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.